This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Good morning, America. This is the Gun Owners News Hour. I'm your host, Bill Frady. And I want to lead off with this. I live in South Carolina, so we have just had the and I don't want to make light of the storm. Okay, I don't want to make light of the storm. People died during the storm and everything else. But this is supposed to be the Moaz, the mother of all storms, and it always reinforces something that I completely understand. Regarding these types of events, where they get out there. Number one, I know that all of these states and all of these local and municipal governments are going to err on the side of caution. So they're going to cause massive disruptions by doing evacuations. That's going to cause shortages and runs on stores where there's not going to be any drinking water, loaves of bread, gasoline, propane. I mean, you name it. Everybody buys all that stuff all the time. Where does all that? One first question I've had is like with stuff like propane and all of this bottled water. Is all of this bottled water getting drank, or is it just being stuck up in stores or whatever? As far as you know, as a belief or not a belief, excuse me, as a hedge on the next time this happens. I keep X amount of stuff on hand all the time. So getting all of this stuff is fine and everything. I myself keep X amount of stuff on hand. And for that reason, I don't ever go out and go to the rushes. I don't rush the stores. I don't panic buy on anything, ever. Now, to a degree, I don't know if that makes me smarter or not as smart as most people would be. Now, preppers are always ready for this. We saw this at Hurricane Sandy came in. Everybody in New Jersey and New York that were actually able to sustain were preppers. Now, why is this important? Why am I talking about this preparedness? Because the cops aren't going to be there. The cops are not going to be there in the event of an issue like this, in the event of a hurricane or a social disorder or riots or the zombie apocalypse or whatever it is. They're not going to be there. They're not going to be there. So having a degree of preparedness, which, you know, for some people being a prepper has some sort of a negative connotation, but isn't being a prepper today the same thing as having one of those bomb shelters back during the Cold War? Isn't that preparing for any eventuality? Because in the United States, especially on the seaboards, or in areas where seismic disruptions happen, or in areas where there seems to be a lot of unrest, preppers are going to be the ones that come out ahead. They're going to be the ones that go. They're the ones that look out there and say, well, this is where I'm going if I have to go somewhere. Now, in South Carolina, from the coastline, if there's going to be a headlong rush to get away from it, all of the highways are co-opted in both directions, and they allow traffic to stream away from it. But then what that does here, and what happened with me here last week, was that the stress on the infrastructure here negated my ability to do the daily radio show. Just the stress on the internet. Now, I had water already, so I didn't need to go get water. I had food already, so I didn't need to go get food. And not only did I have food, and I was never worried about the power going out. Not up here. I mean, I'm 250 miles from the coastline. It would have to be, and there are humdingers of storms that do come through. This was not going to be one of them. It was already weakening as it came in closer to the shore. So I guess the point I'm trying to make here is that everybody out there who lives in an area where you think you might have to take measures, contingency measures, like you may have to run, you may have to get away from something. Like if in the event of a fire, like in California, there is no contingency. There is no stand and make your stand when the fire is coming down the hill at you. You got to go. So that means you need to have clothes packed. You need to have first aid equipment, you know, provisions packed. You need to have gasoline in the car at all times. And I wonder if the people in California, California is a really interesting, it could be such a petri dish for everything. Such a petri dish for everything, because they're going to have a big seismic event here shortly. They had a minor one not too long ago. And I'm sure everybody's sort of sitting around waiting for whatever is next. But there's, you know, you can look at California from the California riots forward, from the San Francisco earthquake. You can look at all of these things and all of these fires, especially, and people getting disrupted and displaced. And you begin to see the issues that come up for some of these guys. And I look at this and I just sort of wonder if there's not a better way to do this. Like for a storm coming in or a fire or everything else, I can see where that might add to the immediacy of something where you got to take off and go. I get that part of it. But why wouldn't you have the stuff already pre-positioned and ready to go? Like say in your garage, if you got to throw it in the car and go. Do you have a car big enough to throw it in the car and go? Are you going to take your pets? See, that's a big thing for me. I've already made provisions for that. And my pets, yeah, they're gone. They're gone with me. I'm not going to leave them to the mercy of anything. So, yeah, and I've already made those provisions and all that other stuff. So thinking that far ahead, it amazes me how many people don't. I don't get that. I look, you know, I talk about self-defense, carrying a gun, all this other stuff, and it just stuns me how many people don't ever put enough foresight into what's going on with them to say, if this happens, then I'm going to do A, B, C, and D. And in order to make that happen, I'm going to have to get A, B, C, and D. So you're primarily going to need stuff to sustain you, right? You're going to need clothing, food, first aid. If you live in a municipality where you can defend yourself, guns, ammunition. and I hate to put it that way, but some of you, unfortunately, don't live there. Some of you live in a more totalitarian regime. You're going to need a means to get there, and you're going to need a place to go. And getting all of that stuff arranged now versus later, where you're going to go somewhere and you're going to wait, what? You're going to wait in line and be told, okay, go over here, go over there. Have you got enough gasoline? Is the car in good shape? Are the tires in good shape? You know, that kind of thing. I don't understand why with your life and your family's well-being and everything else, and when that's hanging in the balance, why you wouldn't take those measures? And if some of you out there are taking a lot of measures, and you would make me blush at how bad I am at it. And those are the ones I appreciate, because they are prepared for anything, and they would help anybody. Sort of like the Cajun Navy. Those guys were prepared, and they shifted and came over this way. Left Louisiana and headed this way. So as far as I was concerned, the storm here with everybody coming from the South Carolina coast up towards the Midlands and then further inland, that created a tremendous strain on a lot of infrastructure. We had a few gasoline outages at certain gas stations. The internet was completely disrupted by just the overburdening of it by the sheer size of people getting on the internet, sheer amount of them. So a lot of things change. Mobile phone service began to suffer a slight degree. So these kind of things, whenever I see one of these events unfold and everything, I just like to sort of take a moment, sit back, have a little after-action review, and then come back at it and say, what could we do different? And that's what we did in the military. In the military, we would go out, we'd do our field exercise or whatever, then we'd come back and pull everything apart that we did, everything that worked, we'd look at it, everything that didn't work, we'd discard it and move on to the next thing. Now, when we get back, we're going to talk about the Kavanaugh nomination. It is not, I don't think, on the ropes yet. This is Gun Owners News Hour.
that? That's the sound of a house being trashed while a gang of thieves ransack the place. And what they don't steal will be destroyed.
This year, resolve not to be the next victim of a break-in. Go to faketv.com and discover a device that creates the illusion someone inside is watching TV, even when you're miles away. Security is a mindset, and Fake TV should be part of your security solution. Be vigilant, but not fearful. faketv.com.
It's been said, any society is only three missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And a crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a four-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Hey everyone, Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the three-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now, 1-800-583-8662, or go to proactive.com. And enter promo code radio. You heard right. Proactive MD plus free shipping and a free gift. The new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95 and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear, or you get your money back. Call now. 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. Again, go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio.
Broadcasting to over 1,000 radio stations, GCN programming is in all of the largest markets. A GCN advertising career could be the business opportunity you've been waiting for. Companies need hardworking representatives just like you to handle their needs, while you earn residual income which can last for years. Companies are buying and they need you. Email advertise at gcnlive.com or call 877-996-4327. That's 877-996-4327.
And welcome back. This is Gun Owners News Hour. I have long been contending that the biggest part of this election with Trump was what it was going to mean to the Supreme Court versus, say, when pantsuit was supposed to be inevitably coronated. We've already gotten part one with Gorsuch, and now we're looming on part two with Kavanaugh. Now, of course, we're having our Anita Hill moment, and by the time you guys hear this, this may have already blown over, but they've come out with this. It all stems from a mystery letter in the possession of Democratic Senator Dianne Feinstein. And Now the formerly anonymous accuser has made her grand entrance to the national stage. I don't know why she waited, because this guy was already sitting on a big court. And with the hashtag Me Too movement, she could have come out with this a long time ago. She could have come out with this earlier this year. She might have had an Asia Argento moment, which, you know, but, you know, with all of the Democratic attempts to delay and interrupt and grandstand, and even their Spartacus moment, trying to work their way out of replacing Kennedy with a conservative jurist that Trump has chosen, all that being unsuccessful, so let's go with the Anita Hill tactic. Now, if you don't remember what that was, Anita Hill was the lady they trotted out to say that Clarence Thomas had done all this stuff to her. Now, it may or may not work, but the Dems are just trying to run out the clock at this point, you know? And it is becoming all too clear that the anonymous accuser wasn't going to cut it. So enter Christine Blasey Ford, the as of Sunday no longer anonymous and already lawyered up Kavanaugh accuser, who contends that the then prep school student, according to the Washington Post, pinned her to the bed on her back and groped her over her clothes, and clumsily attempted to pull off her one-piece bathing suit and the clothing she wore over it. When she tried to scream, she said he put his hand over her mouth. This incident left her so traumatized, apparently, that she neglected to go public or even file a police report for 36 years. And it's not like she didn't have plenty of opportunities during those nearly four decades. Yet she was silent when Kavanaugh clerked at the Supreme Court, silent when he was a White House attorney, silent after he became a U.S. Circuit Court judge in 2006, a process that required a lengthy and controversial Senate confirmation, and all the years thereafter, even as he weighed in on important cases regarding the environment, separation of powers, human rights, criminal procedure, among others. And now, on the eve of Senate confirmation, Ford, a California clinical psychology college professor who just happens to be a registered Democrat, decides that justice must now be served. It's her civic responsibility, don't you know? If I sound like I'm feeling quite cynical and skeptical about this, that's because I am being so. She told the Washington Post, I thought he might inadvertently kill me. He was trying to attack me and remove. This sounds just like dialogue when Dan Aykroyd's character is being cross-examined by the police in Trading Places. Really? I thought he might inadvertently try to kill me. He's trying to attack me and remove my clothing. Does anybody ever do real victims and talk like that? Sounds serious, doesn't it? Sounds damn serious. And it would be if it were true. But most people who almost get killed by criminals trying to attack them, you know, as a rule of thumb, they go to the police. Now, Ford actually told nobody until 2012 when in couples therapy with her husband of then 10 years. And even then, the notes from the therapy say nothing of Kavanaugh's name, only that she was, according to the Post, attacked by students from an elitist boys' school who went on to become highly respected and high-ranking members of society in Washington. In another therapy session in 2013, she reportedly described a rape attempt in her late teens, except she was supposedly 15 at the time, and that may be shoddy wording on her part, you know, but it's not late teens. But it does underscore the ambiguity of trying to legislate an allegation that old and unsubstantiated. She alleges that after she escaped and locked herself in a bathroom, a drunk then 17-year-old Kavanaugh and his classmate went down the stairs hitting the walls. Then after 5 or 10 minutes, she exited the bathroom, walked through the living room and out the door. She doesn't recall how she made it home, and she didn't tell her parents because she didn't want to get in trouble for being at a party with alcohol. I'm not sure. Okay, so she's 15, so she didn't want to get in trouble. So what about when she turned 18 or 21 or any point during the next four decades? But, you know, I'm digressing now. But even the most skeptical among us might acknowledge that something may have happened that evening in 1982. Now, she supposedly has passed a polygraph test, so if those can be trusted, we know at least she believes it. But what does she believe exactly, since she admits alcohol was involved? Was it an attempted rape, a misplaced grope, a clumsy unwanted kiss, a drunken make-out session that led to nothing? All of it's up in the air. And when you're looking 36 years in the mirror, especially if you're a leftist, knowing you could score a much-needed goal for the hashtag resistance, it can be pretty much become whatever you need it to be. And things only become more complicated when you enter the murky, controversial world of psychotherapy, where the dreams and imagination can become reality, at least in somebody's mind. A world Ford is apparently neck-deep into, for it was apparently one after going through only after going through psychotherapy years later, that she came to understand the incident as a trauma with lasting impact on her life. Now, this is in the 80s, right? You're 15 years old. You can drive a car. You don't know what trauma is. If somebody's trying to rape you, you don't understand that was bad. Now, to quote the American Psychological Association, there's little or no empirical support for the concept of repressed or disassociated memories of sexual abuse, according to Psychology Today's Tema Ehrenfield in a 2015 piece about the repression of childhood memories. False memories are well documented in legal history. We are vulnerable to what psychologists call suggestion and can innocently construct false or pseudo-memories of events that never occurred. Only one disturbing 2007 study found that when people recalled sexual abuse in childhood during therapy, their account was less likely to be corroborated by other evidence than when the memories came without help. And sadly, these well-meaning therapists have done their patients harm. Now, here's the point. We don't know what happened. This woman, this Ford, she doesn't know what happened. She's admitted there was alcohol involved. That's why she didn't get involved in this. Who doesn't mention this until you're going to the Supreme? This is just horrible. This is bad. This is stupid. It's stupid. And this Hail Mary, even Bill Maher's out there saying, you know, we look like a bunch of high schoolers here. We look like a bunch of high schoolers. We can't get into the minds of Kavanaugh or Ford, and we certainly can't ask God to replay the tape of what happened 36 years ago in this upstairs bedroom. But we can and should expect a certain evidential standard to be met before someone's career is destroyed. So as they go full on Anita Hill to derail this nomination, is it going to work? It may, but we'll see. But it isn't over yet. We'll be right back. This is Gun Owners News Hour.
Ever wonder how Bitcoin and Ethereum were created? Vercel Media has helped hundreds of companies and individuals make their own cryptocurrency. Decentralized blockchain solutions are making the world more transparent and giving power back to the people. Vercel Media has helped companies raise tens of millions in the past year alone, structuring and marketing ICOs to the thirsty crypto public worldwide. Don't miss the cryptocurrency revolution. Visit VercelMedia.com. VercelMedia.com.
When you use public Wi-Fi, hackers and identity thieves can see anything you do online. Embarrassing photos, your web history, even your passwords. That's why I use private internet access to encrypt my internet connection for less than 10 cents a day. Sign up now at privateinternetaccess.com, and in just a few minutes, you'll be browsing anonymously and only sharing what you want to share. Privateinternetaccess.com. It's time to protect your online privacy.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-318-4349 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-318-4349. Again, that's 800-318-4349.
Yes. Welcome back. Gun Owners News Hour right here. The Giffords Gun Control Group, which is Mark Kelly's pet project now that his wife has been, you know, rehabilitated. They have decided to make it their mission to flip 10 pro-gun congressional districts across the nation. They want to replace legislators who have long prioritized the gun lobby's agenda over taking action to reduce gun violence and protect public safety with those who are committed to protecting kids from gun violence. Now, first of all, this premise is completely false. They're not interested in protecting anybody. They're interested in banning guns. They're interested in creating more prohibition lists that more people can fit on: veterans, old people, people who, you get the picture. The no-fly list, they want everybody on the no-fly list to be on the gun prohibition list. A prohibited person on NICS, except nobody knows if they're on the no-fly list until they, I guess, try to fly. They plan to do this by displaying a 3D printed child hiding under a desk, which represents active shooter drills that take place on school grounds. On top of the desk, it has all kinds of little slogans from the gun control movement carved into the desk like a child would in school, or at least like they used to when I was in school, because in school, you know, we could have a pocket knife. Can't do that now. I don't know how that would work. Top of the desk has an etching. One of the etchings says, 22 kids are shot every day in America. Now, here we go into the conflation game. Of those 22 kids, probably about, I think the number is 16. 16 are gangbangers, and they're counting kids that are 19 years old. Now, if there were 22 kindergartners being shot per day in the United States today, you can sure bet that the pro-gun industry, manufacturers and everything else, we would be doing everything in our power to make that change, because that is way unacceptable. The six is unacceptable, but there's some things we can't do, and a lot of us have led the horse to the water and they won't drink. So there's the conflation on that. According to former Congresswoman Gabrielle Giffords, too many children know the trauma of gun violence, and which is what launched this statue campaign. She said in a statement, and I'm going to be sort of indelicate here in just a minute. She said, young people took this frustration and tapped into the proud American tradition of raising our voices. Now they're demanding action. I'm proud of them for making it clear to the gun lobby and the NRA that we will no longer tolerate a world where politicians vote against the public safety of the communities they represent. Together, we are organizing to bring gun safety champions to Congress this November so we can make real, meaningful changes to save lives. Now, this is, by the way, this is a very telling statement we're making here, because in order for that to actually happen, they would have to have a president other than Trump. Okay, you can flip. Let's say they flip Congress and both houses of Congress. At least until 2020, they're going nowhere with that. So that's very telling about the other thing, which is the people that say, well, if the Democrats take Congress, they're going to try to impeach Trump. Even if the Senate is controlled by Democrats, they're not going to get 67 votes to impeach Trump because he hasn't done anything. Now, what are they going to get him on? We don't like it there. This is also their signal saying we're working with David Hogg, basically. And where are they going? They're going to Parkland, Florida. They're going to Las Vegas, Nevada. I guess they're going there because of the shooting incident that happened there. Denver, Colorado. Columbine, Aurora. Minneapolis, Minnesota. Not real sure about that one. Irvine, California. Milwaukee, Wisconsin. Houston, Texas. Sarasota, Florida. Spokane, Washington. Washington State is becoming a test bed because they're passing a lot of legislation there that really doesn't go anywhere and doesn't change anything. Philadelphia, Pennsylvania. That's interesting. But all of these things taken in combination. Here's the thing. I'll say it again. We should not have had a shooting of a real rampage killing inside a school. We should not have had one since Columbine. We have never taken the steps necessary to prohibit another Columbine from occurring. And that means that you arm the school. You make the school a hard target. Some places will, I don't know of any groups that have a decent contingent of armed police there. They'll have something they call school resource officers, which are one or two officers there who are very well-meaning. Most of them are at the twilight of their career, so their days of jumping out of the patrol car and chasing down a suspect on foot are past. They still are full-fledged. They still have all the powers. They have all of the, all of the capability of a police officer. They're just not combatants anymore. Right. And there's nothing wrong with that. You've done your time being a, and I could see where, and this tells me something. School resource officers, they use these guys for this in a lot of cases because it is a very rare occasion. It is not acceptable that it ever happens, but it is a very rare occasion. Now, arming school teachers is another story altogether, because just putting up a sign saying the teachers are armed, I would tell you right now, probably not going to be a shooting there. Probably not going to be a rampage killer wanting to run that risk, because these people that do this, they're all volunteers. Most of them are already carrying a gun anyway, and they just become certified and trained based upon some set of criteria that the state sets forth or the school district sets forth. And there's a lot of them around, just about all of Ohio. Colorado's coming around. I mean, Denver. If Denver has embraced the FASTER program, which I don't fully agree with everything about the FASTER program, but the fact is if you put out the signage and you've got teachers in place that are not only trained to handle a gun but also to administer trauma first aid, I don't think they're going to have somebody try to go in on those. I mean, Adam Lanza, the school he later shut up was not the first one he went to. The first one he went to had a school resource officer. James Holmes, when he was going around Aurora looking for a movie theater, he bypassed a few that were not gun-free zones. So these guys don't like anything but a gun-free zone because they want to, they're looking to make a splash. And this is not about the gun lobby or anything else. I'm waiting to hear about the free speech lobby. When are we going to start attacking that? Because everything they don't like, they want to attack. And everything they're trying to institute means they're going to remove rights. And when you've got 150 million plus people that own guns every day that do nothing and harm nobody, and when you've got nearly 20 million people carrying guns every day and do nothing and harm nobody, and when you've got 6,500 incidences of armed self-defense from civilians every day, and 97% of the time they don't shoot anybody, I'm sorry to tell you this, gun grabbers, but the science is in, as Al Gore would say. We're not the problem. The problem is the soft target. Call it the gun-free zone, call it whatever you want. Sit out there and rub your hands together and say it's horrible to think about. And taking guns away from law-abiding citizens is not going to stop a single school shooting. And no, we're not all just criminals waiting to happen, because if that were the case, I'll be quite honest with you, there would be no gun controllers, because we would have aimed at you first. So the subset of humanity that you're looking for, the only way to deter them is to make the price higher than they want to pay. And disarming me is not going to be the thing that does it. There is no high ground to being murdered with something other than a gun. Being murdered is murdered. Dead is dead. I get sort of tired about all of this. We're going to do something to protect the children. Arm the teachers. We'll be right back. This is Gun Owners News Hour.
Healthcare reform is confusing. With the loss of the Obamacare mandate, those needing help can now choose an affordable alternative. By joining Liberty HealthShare, you're part of a community of health-conscious Americans all over the country who control their own healthcare costs and choices. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of their medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Let's talk tough. Let's talk comfort. Let's talk about Down Home Value. Made in the USA blue jeans, like you wore as a kid. Remember?
There's a place down in Tennessee where they make blue diamond gusset jeans. They show pride in every stitch. Guarantee you love the way they fit. Put a diamond gusset in the crotch where you need it most. Blue diamond gusset's got it. Others don't.
For good old-fashioned comfort, get diamond gusset jeans. Every stitch guaranteed. And our Defender motorcycle jean comes Kevlar reinforced. See them at GUSSET.com. That's gusset.com. Or call 888-848-7738. That's 888-848-7738. Diamond gusset jeans got it. Others don't.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Bad theater seats, cheap Halloween masks, my apartment, all things with obstructed views. Add to these large trucks and buses. 18-wheelers and large buses have big blind spots and, like my apartment, they don't always have the best view. Bus and truck drivers deal with blind spots around the entire vehicle. Always take care not to ride alongside or too close behind them. Our roads, our responsibility. Learn more at sharetheroadsafely.gov.
normal blood pressure naturally. How would that make you feel?
I'm Don from New Mexico. January of 2000, I had a heart attack. Then my real health began going downhill. I had high blood pressure, diabetes, poor vision. I wasn't sleeping well. I was a mess.
Don reports dramatic improvements with Heart and Body Extract.
I started taking Heart and Body Extract from within a few days. I started sleeping better. My blood pressure normalized. My diabetes normalized. My sleep improved.
Experience these benefits and more when your body heals itself with the assistance of Heart and Body Extract. Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
And folks, I did not expect this at all. By the 7th, 8th, and 9th day, I saw dramatic improvements from taking Heart and Body Extract.
Heart and Body Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original, most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Welcome back. This is the Gun Owners News Hour, last hurrah of the day, if you will. And once again, let me put this out there. I've been getting some emails from some of you. I'd like to know what you guys think of this change that has occurred. Bill at lockandloadradio.com, L-O-C-K, the letter N-L-O-A-D, radio.com, Bill at lockandloadradio.com, if you please. Just think of it as a way for me to continue down my I'm going down that rabbit hole of rampant ego, being, you know, rampantly egomaniacal and totally narcissistic. You're just going to aid and abet me. Please. Recently, NBC reported that California Senator Kamala Harris, the best-looking attorney general in the United States, so said Barack Hussein Obama, runs around the country with armed LAPD escorts even when she isn't in LA, all on the local taxpayer dime. Now, that's just the latest in the continuing saga of the many cases of the anti-gun celebrities or politicians who never go anywhere, anytime, ever, 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 ever without armed protection, including David Hogg. I fully get why David Hogg needs it. If the kid starts running his mouth in front of me, is he 18 yet? Is he an adult? I hope so. But every time I see one of these little ditties, I just ask the question, why do they think that they deserve to protect themselves and their families to the fullest extent possible, but the proletariat doesn't deserve the same right? Now, as a gun rights advocate and a, you know, gun rights supporter and a gun carrier, I cite data. I cite data ad nauseum, and I do it for good reason. The data is overwhelmingly on our side, and the data is the truth. And this is the thing about the truth, okay? Miyamoto Musashi, who was the renowned swordsman in feudal Japan, who was never a samurai. He just beat every samurai he ever fought. He said something to the, and I don't remember it word for word, so those of you who are Miyamoto Musashi buffs, bear with me. There is the truth, and then there is delusion, and the truth is always constant and is always simply what is. And in that moment of truth, that is when the delusion learns, you know, that they were wrong the whole way. But the truth is not, it's not hate. It's not racist. It's none of those things. It is simply the truth. Now, data, which does show us the truth, is what I rely on in a lot of cases. However, it does sort of become sort of dry You know, I'm sitting here, I'm trying to rant on about facts, and I want to make, you know, try to be ethical and give sound judgment based on the available data. And I'll tell you this, as someone who goes the way the data goes, if somebody were to prove to me that every time somebody picks up the gun, that the voices make them go out and become a, you know, bloodthirsty killer, I would listen to you if you can prove it. Sometimes when I'm doing these shows, though, when I'm on the air, I have a gun in my hand, or maybe two, one in each, and the voices never take over. And listen, with some of the equipment I have here, you would know, because sometimes I get sort of angry, and I sort of want to resort to blowing a hole through a monitor, but then I think, I don't have a vacuum good enough for that one. But I digress. I think it's important that violent crime is down over the last 20-plus years, and gun crime and homicides are down over the same period. And while the United States makes up 4.5% of the population on Earth, we're accountable for only 3% of the mass shootings in the world. These things matter to us, and they should matter to everyone, and yet they don't. Alyssa Milano, she was in Dallas when I was in Dallas. She employed armed guards outside of the NRA convention in Dallas. She did engage and speak with people, and people tried to come and ask her why that was okay for her to have that, but she didn't see it. The Moms Demand Action and other groups appeal to fear and sadness. They have fully embraced the Rahm Emanuel famous quote, "Don't let any tragedy go to waste," their little political manifesto. To paraphrase Ryan Gresham from Gun Talk Media, it's a bunch of middle-aged moms in government hearings crying, but what about the children? They know that data doesn't compete with that emotion sways far more people than fact. The people who are not gun owners are ignorant of guns, so they are easily made to be scared of guns, and if they're afraid of guns, then their right to feel safe trumps our right to be safe. And that's what it all comes down to. They're trying to manifest this need to create conditions to where the feelings are legislated. Now, I'm not going to give up on facts. I'm always going to carry them around in a big briefcase hanging around my neck. But I do think we need to keep pushing this narrative and bringing the truth to the light, especially when it comes to the number of self-defense uses of firearms in America. Gun grabbers aren't against guns. This is one fact. They're not against guns. They're against you and me having them. They're not against them having access to them. We need to go out there and find people who have defended themselves, especially women, and minorities, and female minorities, elderly. The right to protect yourself is a human right given to all of us, no matter our race, gender, religion, orientation, or any other thing the left wants to put out in front and center to segregate themselves, everybody, ID politics. What is more important than protecting your life and that of your family? If we have a right to life and liberty and the pursuit of happiness, then our lives have to be the first thing we protect, right? Now, the anti-gunner's argument is that you have a right to life, liberty, and pursuit of happiness. Our argument, as we simply add to that, we do an addendum to it and say, and we're going to protect it at all costs. As a father, my number one priority was to protect my kids. Now I have grandkids, so now I have a number one A priority, which is to protect them. And I'll do it at all costs, and it's my most sacred duty. But it's also just common sense. But what we need, one of the things we need to do is we need to figure out how to frame this to where it resonates with people who don't own guns. And if nothing else, we need their support. And hopefully, we can turn a lot of these individuals who support some control but are not zealots into law-abiding gun owners. But the question becomes, how do we do that? There's so many things to address on a broad scale. I'm not really sure. Maybe we need to enlist some really good marketing people like the leftists do. The leftists have a lot of good ideas. They're just, you know, Marxists, so I don't like them actually implementing them. But I like some of their ideas. But, you know, hunters. Hunters, if you're out there and you're a hunter and you don't think, well, I don't need an AR-15 and I don't carry no 9mm. Well, you know what? You may not be interested in the gun grabbers, but they're very interested in you. They're very interested in you. Now, exact numbers, which are the ones they like to go by, they like to say that 1 in 3 of us own guns. It's more akin to there's 150 million gun owners in the United States out of 330 million people in the United States today, of which everybody admits 70 to 80 million of them are minors, they're children. So that means now we have 230, if we go with 80 million, which means leaves 100 million American adults who don't own guns. So don't go by the 1 in 3 thing. Go by the fact that the adults who own guns outnumber the adults who don't. That's just, you know. And, hey, listen, we're talking about teachers and Sunday school teachers and ministers and Cub Scout leaders and swim coaches, a little bit of everybody. We're talking about leftists. There's some leftists that own them. We're talking about millennials. We're talking about black, white, Asian, Hispanic. I mean, it's just, you know. We have excellent ambassadors for gun rights out there, everywhere. I know we exist in a world today of boycotts and social media outrage, and it's risky to put yourself in the public eye. But if we don't have some people stand up for what we believe in their communities, gun control activists are going to continue to try to strip us of our rights. And they're not going to do this all at once. Their plan of attack is obvious. It's going to be a death by 1,000 cuts. It's the capacity of the magazine or the bump stock or the waiting period or raising the age to buy a 22 long rifle to 21. One little law at a time. So we're going to have to adapt and adjust. And we're going to have to keep, you know, pushing the data-driven decision-making. But we've got to start asking these people, what about protecting my family? How do you feel about that? I will talk to you guys in about a week. Stay safe out there. This has been the Gun Owners News Hour.
I'm Dr. Bill Deagle, MD, AAEM, ACAM, A4M, of NutraMedical.com, and a consultant providing email advice free on advanced protocols for your optimized wellness and advanced technologies to heal and regenerate you. You can contact us at NutraMedical.com, that's NutriMedical.com, or 888-212-8871. You get free email starter protocols of our top medical-grade nutraceuticals, initial testing, and recommendations for your own primary doctor to do, as well as recommendations to give you an idea of a consultation and a full protocol to try to help you regenerate your tissues, heal naturally without the use of toxic polypharmacy. I can send test kits to you as well anywhere in the world and provide you recommendations for referral of specialty clinics worldwide. So contact me, Dr. Bill Deagle, at NutraMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com or 888-212-8871.
Homemakers, groceries by mail ships free. Try our amazing bacon. It stores in your pantry. No refrigeration required. Our value-added packaging provides a 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Always price less than grocery for your everyday use. Savory and delicious. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
I'm David Hall, founder of Diamond Gusset, where we're proud of our 100% grown and sewn American-made jeans. Whether you're out for dinner, working on the farm, or on the road, Diamond Gusset Jeans offers a full spectrum of styles and sizes for any occasion. To find yours, visit gusset.com. That's G-U-S-S-E-T.com. Our loyal customers enable us to continue sponsoring Liberty Media outlets like the one you're listening to. In Liberty, David Hall, Diamond Gusset Jean Company.